to a great extent, nitrogen fertilizer determines how big a corn crop will be. But often, farmers use more nitrogen than they really need. It's a bit of a wager. If conditions are just right, that extra nitrogen can sometimes pay off in more bushels of corn. But just as often, the extra nitrogen ends up being washed away by rain. That nitrogen can get into lakes that are used for public drinking supplies. If nitrate levels get too high, the nitrogen can displace oxygen in the blood of children under 6 months old. It's called blue baby syndrome. In extreme cases, it can cause death. Keith Alexander is the director of water management for the city of Decatur, Illinois. He recalls that the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency required his city to give families with babies bottled water because nitrogen levels exceeded the federal limits.
For approximately 6 years, we did issue bottled water on an infrequent basis when the nitrate levels did in fact elevate.
The city of Decatur had to get nitrate levels down, so it piggybacked on federal and state incentives to get farmers to use better management practices. It gave money on top of federal and state tax dollars to farmers to build terraces to reduce soil erosion and to put in grass waterways to slow water rushing off the fields. The city gave farmers money on top of federal and state incentives to use conservation tillage methods. It paid to install artificial wetlands so that plants would take up the nitrogen before it got into public water supplies. It gave farmers money to use a chemical that would help stabilize nitrogen in the soil. With all that city and state and federal money offered to farmers, was it enough to reduce nitrogen to safe levels?
Unfortunately, no.
Keith Alexander says some farmers did take advantage of the incentives, but not enough of them.
We've done quite a bit on a voluntary basis with a lot of great cooperation from the agricultural community. But in spite of all that, we still at times would have elevated nitrate levels in Lake Decatur.
The city had to build the largest nitrate reduction facility in North America at a cost of $7.5 million to ensure its drinking water did not exceed the federal standards for nitrates. The people who tried to persuade farmers to sign up for nitrogen reduction programs say many of the farmers were skeptical that they were the cause of the problem. Some just didn't care, and others were skeptical of government programs and all the red tape involved. Stephen John is the executive director of the Agricultural Watershed Institute. He's still working with farmers to reduce nitrogen runoff in the region. Today, the reason is not Decatur's lake, but a problem farther downstream.
The driver for addressing nitrogen issues now is loading to the Gulf of Mexico. Because we've been at this for some time here, we're in a good position to use our watershed as something of a laboratory to test ideas that might be applied elsewhere in the Corn Belt.
Nitrogen from the Decatur Lake watershed eventually flows into the Mississippi River. All or parts of 38 states drain into the Mississippi and finally to the Gulf of Mexico. There, researchers believe the nitrogen fertilizes algae growth, so much so that when the algae dies and sinks to the bottom of the Gulf, the decomposing vegetation robs the water of oxygen and causes a dead zone that can be as large as the state of New Jersey some years. Getting farmers to change their farming practices when it was causing problems for the city next to them was difficult. Getting them to change for a problem hundreds of miles away is even tougher. Ted Shambaugh is a sixth-generation corn and soybean farmer who has changed. He says people don't like to hear one of the reasons farmers don't do more to reduce nitrogen pollution.
This is going to fly against a lot of common thought, I suppose, about the farmer, and it does get me in trouble sometimes. But the farmer has become inherently lazy in his management techniques. They hire their nitrogen put on. Why do they do that? Well, a lot of it is because they then have somebody to blame, that if it didn't go on right, well, I didn't do that. Well, we kind of think that's what we get paid for is management.
Most people in cities like Decatur won't say things like that about farmers in the countryside around them. The economic well-being of many of the cities in the Corn Belt is highly dependent on agriculture. Criticizing farmers is just not done, even when many of those farmers didn't lift a finger to clean up the water that their city neighbors have to drink. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.